This is Jay Sekulow. Palestinian terrorists kill 4 in Jerusalem, 3 of them Americans.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Got some more breaking news from the Middle East now. It's not good. The State Department confirming 3 Americans are among the 4 victims of a terror attack in Jerusalem. 3 Americans dead, 1 British citizen dead as well, 8 others injured when 2 men ran into the temple with meat cleavers and a gun. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowing a harsh response from Israel to that violence.
A horrific terror attack in Jerusalem leaves 3 Americans dead after 2 terrorists go after a synagogue with a gun and meat cleavers.
We've been reporting this awful story this morning that 3 Americans are among the dead in Israel.
2 Palestinian cousins stormed the synagogue during morning prayers armed with meat cleavers and a gun. They killed 4 people praying inside before police shot them dead. Nothing the eye
should ever see. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. I can't stand to see
this evil anymore. I think the fact that that they're willing to use knives and axes to have literally blood on their hands as they kill their victims is related in part to what we see in ISIS beheading foreigners, including 3 Americans.
Tragically, this is not the first loss of life that we have seen in recent months. Too many Israelis have died, too many Palestinians have died. Are we blind to all of these? We condemn in the strongest terms these attacks.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
And I really wish the president would stop this moral equivalency argument that he makes every time that he mentions something about Israeli citizens. By the way, 3 Americans in this brutal attack in Jerusalem during morning prayers. He has to tie in. There's been Palestinians killed. And I'm trying to figure out in what context he's actually talking about. If it's talking about in the acts of war, we already know that Hamas is violates the rules of war and uses civilians as shields. So who are these Palestinians that are being killed by Israelis in that context? I don't see it. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, but understand these are Americans that have been killed in Jerusalem during a prayer service. And this is for the push by the administration for a peace negotiations between the Israelis and the Palestinian Authority, which is really Hamas. We point out this out in our book, Rise of ISIS. This is just not going to happen. And when you see what's happened here, and I think what John Bolton said, Jordan, is absolutely correct. This is ISIS-inspired.
That's right. You see the brutality used here. This is not the typical act of terror that you see from the groups in the Palestinian side, in the sense that this is a hand-to-hand brutality, wielding axes and meat cleavers. And, of course, it's not the suicide bomb. It's not what you're used to seeing when you see terror attack in Jerusalem. It's the violence that is inspiring. Yep. These were 2 cousins, the reports are saying. And the people are cheering in the Gaza Strip. And Hamas is cheering this. They're handing out candy in the streets of Gaza.
Do you think, folks, it's time we say no more funding to these groups, to the Palestinian Authority, no more funding to Hamas-led governments, and understand that this is ISIS? This is what ISIS inspires. Listen to what John Bolton said, number 7.
I think the fact that that they're willing to use knives and axes to have literally blood on their hands as they kill their victims is related in part to what we see in ISIS beheading foreigners, including 3 Americans.
Folks, we're going to take your calls on all of this. Your reaction to this, your reaction to the president's comments, and what about these groups? 1-800-684-3110. We'll take your calls on air at 800-684-3110. We're also letting the president know that with the Iranian deal potentially being inked right now in negotiations with the United States and the P5+1, don't forget Pastor Saeed Abedini. Jordan, tell everybody what they need to do there.
Folks, you can call our toll-free number now. It's 877-989-2255. A clear message to President Obama and Secretary Kerry and a letter you can sign that says, no deal without Saeed. Call now, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org, and you can sign the letter online. A clear message, no deal with Iran without Saeed. 877-989-2255. To justify.
A critical deadline is quickly approaching. American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen, remains wrongfully imprisoned in Iran. Now is a pivotal time in the fight for his freedom. The Obama administration is literally sitting across the table from Iran with a November 24th deadline for nuclear negotiations looming large. We can't trust Iran if it continues to wrongfully imprison an American pastor. That's why it is vital that you add your name to our new petition. No deals with Iran without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise and bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
By the way, our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat You Can't Ignore, available in bookstores everywhere, including Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Also, the song that you're hearing right there, Where I Stand, with our friend Ricky Skaggs sitting in with the Jay Sekulow Band, is up right now on my Facebook. So you can view it there, and also we encourage you to like. We put up a band Facebook page as well, Jay Sekulow Band on Facebook. You can like that as well. But the song is up there right now with our friend Ricky Skaggs. I want to set this up a little bit and have Jordan explain. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Folks, your reaction to this brutal killing of three Americans, one British, in Israel, in Jerusalem, while they're praying by axe-wielding terrorists, Palestinian terrorists. And then the president said, you know, there's bloodshed on both sides. Again, it's kind of that moral equivalency argument. We're taking your calls and want your reaction on this at 1-800-684-3110. But there was an interesting comment by John Bolton, who was on with our friend Bill Hemmer this morning on Fox News. I want to play the whole quote here. It's number 8. And then I want Jordan to comment on what we're doing, when he, especially as you hear the last statement about Iran, number 8.
The terrorists are clearly intending to show not only are they willing to sacrifice their own lives, they're going to commit their terrorist acts in the most bloodthirsty way they can. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you can blink this reality anymore. This isn't workplace violence. And whatever the provocation that the Palestinians may point to, there is no excuse, period, close quote, no excuse for killing innocent civilians.
Yeah. And the Iranian nuclear talks continue today, too.
So I've got the Iranian nuclear talks continuing, got this killing in Israel. We're trying to get right now our friend Ido Aroni, the ambassador from Israel, to get on the phone with us. But before we do that, Jordan, as we see about the ambassador who just called in, your reaction to this, especially the last comment Bill Hemmer said, and Iranian nuclear talks continue today. Let's tie this into Saeed, because I think we have to be very clear here what we're talking about.
That's right. Well, the deadline for these talks to come to an agreement is Monday, so it's a week from yesterday, so we're less than a week away. And there, it's not sure yet whether there will be a deal. The president said that's 50-50. It's not sure yet whether they could potentially be extended. The U.S. has tried to play that idea down, that the talks would be delayed once again and the kind of status quo would move on. But it's pretty hard to see the Obama administration walking away from that if it was the only option. That being said, this could be it. There could be some kind of deal signed. Now, it won't be a final deal with Iran. There will still be domestic politics at play, presidents that have to be involved, in Iran's case, a supreme leader. But we believe this is a critical time because if Iran right now is at the negotiating table with U.S. officials in Vienna, in Austria, and they are, they've got top-level officials there, we have our top officials there, and they are talking about a very serious issue, the nuclear, what kind of nuclear program they would be allowed to have. That's what point they're at now. While they hold an American citizen for being a Christian who's now been imprisoned for over 2 years, 785 days. So that is why we have this clear message to President Obama and Secretary Kerry, don't sign deals and don't give any more concessions without getting Saeed home. You know, and then, it's not that we agree with what they're doing. It's not that we're saying put a deal together with Saeed. Certainly not the case. But don't do thing. Don't give the Iranians more without getting our citizen back.
I think that's exactly the way it should be. You know, the irony of all of this, frankly, and this is what concerns me with the situation, is you got John Kerry last week saying, well, the Ayatollah, good news, he was encouraged by the development because the Ayatollah issued a fatwa saying that nuclear weaponry is not good. So we're resting our foreign policy on a fatwa coming out from the Ayatollah? I mean, this to me is so absurd, I can't even believe we're saying it. But having said all of that, we do have an American there. And while you're sitting across the table, tell him, get the American out of jail, period. It's an act of good faith. It's a confidence-building measure. Do the right thing. We've got a petition up right now. You can go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. Ollie's calling from California, line two. Ollie, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
You know what I would like to, and I hope you don't cut my mic, but I would like to know, if people know why the Iranians hate us, do you know the role that we played with Roosevelt and the British Petroleum, how we came in there and upset a moderate guy? They had a guy named Mohammad Mossadegh, who was pretty much moderate.
Uh-huh.
We didn't like him. So we came in with the CIA. We funded a bunch of thugs and criminals.
Yeah.
That's why the Iranian people hated us.
So you really believe the Iranian people hate us?
Yes. No. I don't think they do. I think the government hates us.
Yeah, well, Ali, let's talk about the government in Iran. The Ayatollah, you think he's a good guy?
No, I don't have an opinion on him one way or the other.
Well, I do. I think he's a brutal dictator that kills civilians.
You understand why he distrusts and hates us?
Absolutely zero excuse to justify these acts that are taking place in Iran. No excuse whatsoever justifies the actions that Ayatollah is taking and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. And I know you don't in your heart of hearts believe it. Go ahead, Jordan.
Well, I also think that, to say that Mossadegh would be, and we're going back in time here to the 1950s, and again, this idea that in this part of the world you can use that to justify current acts of violence, even when the people who were in power that you don't like the way they lost power were people that you would disagree with very fervently. So, again, this is a regime that's been in place since 1979. They're their own regime with Islamic radicalism. They've been preaching it for a lot longer than even the groups in the Sunni world, and they've been taking a much more political stance with it for a lot longer. And to, again, compare it to the 1950s, I think it's just inaccurate. You can look back and say there were bad decisions made in foreign policy. Sure, that could be the case. But to allow that to be a justification for other people's bad behavior at the international level is just not okay.
Yeah, I want to get a reaction from our listening audience here to what Ali just said. I mean, does anyone out there that's listening to us right now believe for a moment that U.S. actions justify the brutality in which the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, by the way, is taking out its vengeance on its own people? I mean, that's what Ali fails to recognize. Most of their vengeance, hatred, and evil is on their own citizens. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget, by the way, we're in a matching challenge campaign now at the ACLJ, so any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for, so I want to encourage you to do that. But folks, just understand what Ali just said. Something happened 50 years ago, so now we're going to blame the repression that's taking place aimed at its own citizens is somehow to be blamed at the United States. I don't like this idea of blaming America, but apparently that's the administration. You know, even today's statement about Jerusalem, do we have the president's bite on this? Where the president makes the statement, you know, that was horrible what happened there and there's evil on both sides, basically. Listen to this.
Tragically, this is not the first loss of life that we have seen in recent months. Too many Israelis have died, too many Palestinians have died. And at this difficult time, I think it's important for both Palestinians and Israelis to try to work together to lower tensions and to reject violence.
So, Israel, don't react to the fact that first of all, we should be reacting. These are three American citizens, number one, okay? And the British should be acting because it's reacting because it's one of their citizens as well. So we've got three Americans, one British, dead at the hands of Palestinian extremist terrorists that using ISIS-like tactics with knives and axes to kill the people, which they did. And the president says too many Israelis have died, semicolon, as we would say, too many Palestinians have died. That is not a fair moral equivalency. And I think that's a huge, huge mistake and a huge error. We're going right to the phones. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, right to the phones we go. Let's go to Dina in Hawaii on line one. Dina, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dina.
Hi, good morning, Jay. Thank you so much for being the voice for Christian Americans, for Americans in general. But it's just so frustrating, it's irritating having a president who is, one, not a godly president for a Christian nation. Two, he is a weak president, and having a weak president like this who's not for the soldiers on the ground. You want to end war in Iraq, your first term. You want to pull out soldiers from somewhere that needs heavily influence. The Iraqi army needed their support. They needed their training. They needed their influence. My husband and brother served two tours in Iraq.
Thank them for their service, and thank you for your service as well.
I will, but, I mean, the Iraqi people, they love Americans. I mean, they want Americans' help, but the media twists everything.
What we've got to do here, Dina, is realize that the president has a strategy. He's implementing that strategy, and right now, including in Iran, Jordan, we've got that strategy, and it looks like right now an American being left behind with all of that
going on.
Let's get
and,
people
and
to react to
that's why we
that.
Have to be so clear when it comes to the case of Christian pastor Saeed Abedini, an American now in prison in Iran, 785 days because of his Christian faith. We're at the table with Iranians right now in Austria and talking about the idea of a nuclear deal by Monday. So less than a week away, we've got to get Saeed home before any kind of deal is struck, before any more concessions are made to Iran. Call now if you want to send that message loud and clear to President Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. You can call now, 877-989-2255. I can't stand to see
this evil. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. A critical deadline is quickly approaching. American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen, remains wrongfully imprisoned in Iran. Now is a pivotal time in the fight for his freedom. The Obama administration is literally sitting across the table from Iran with a November 24th deadline for nuclear negotiations looming large. We can't trust Iran if it continues to wrongfully imprison an American pastor. That's why it is vital that you add your name to our new petition. No deals with Iran without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise and bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at aclj.org.
That's our good friend Ricky Skaggs, who sat in with our band here at Jay Sekulow Live for that song, Where I Stand. By the way, up on my Facebook right now is a video with Ricky Skaggs in it as we perform the song. Also, in our book, Rise of ISIS, you get a download of the song as well. So we encourage you. It's available in bookstores everywhere, including Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And also, folks, we've launched a band webpage or a Facebook page, actually, so that if you want to keep up with the music coming out that we're playing, it, well, hopefully all of the bumper music you'll be hearing going forward will be performed by the band here. So you can do that at Jay Sekulow Band on Facebook as well. We are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me tell you this. We are, by the way, as we're negotiating with the Iranians, we're across the table. We want Pastor Saeed released, and we think our opportunity is right now. If you've not yet signed this petition, 83,000 people have. It's brand new. It's saying, let's not leave without him. ACLJ.org is an easy way to do it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So either ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're going to go right back to our phones. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who do we have next?
Yeah, let's go to Robbie calling in from Kansas on line 4. Robbie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Robbie.
Hello. Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you so much for what you do for us.
Thank you.
I was telling the preempter there that on television, et cetera, I see leanings towards sympathy towards the terrorism, towards the terrorist countries.
Yep.
I see influences rattling through the media and the arts, even in upcoming movies. There's some very sympathetic stuff I've seen on previews toward like the America is the bad guy. Like,
let me tell you, this is going on also on the college campuses. I was out in California last week meeting with a variety of government officials on this rising anti-Semitism and anti-Israel sentiment on major university campuses with the boycott and divestiture sanctions movement that's growing, which is the kind of the antithesis of academic freedom. But this is, Robbie, this is the trend right now. And you're right. The sympathy seems to lie with the bad guys. We look at the actions of ISIS, and we're repulsed. Meanwhile, they're using it as a recruiting tool. And I guarantee you that's what's happening right now with three Americans dead today, this morning. Three Americans killed while praying in Jerusalem, one British, hacked to death. Sound familiar, ISIS? And at least John Bolton got it right, but Jordan, the president just has his moral equivalency on this stuff that's really mind-boggling, frankly.
That's right, and that's what troubles me, especially when we're dealing with a country like Iran at the negotiating table. The idea that, you know, that the president's tossed out the idea of working with Iran in a military role, trusting, you know, our troops, our assets to be used in the same coordinated ways with Iran's. Not only will this upset the entire balance in the Middle East, the balance that's even left, which is not really there much anymore, but there are still some major players there who have serious distrust for Iran. But at the same, why would we trust Iran? I mean, they've got their leaders on television while these negotiations are going on, telling their people, preaching a message of hate and destruction of the United States of America, talking about missile attacks on the United States. Even if some of the things they go so far to say is pure propaganda and rhetoric, they are creating an atmosphere of hate inside their country, so that at some point we're supposed to trust their soldiers and the Revolutionary Guard to coordinate attacks with the U.S. troops. And so that makes me very nervous when we're at the negotiating table with Iran. At the same time, we represent Saeed Abedini's family. He's been in prison for over 2 years because of his Christian faith, and we want that message to be loud and clear to the Obama administration, as misguided as some of these other efforts may be, that they get Saeed back, that there is no excuse, no justification for not getting him back. If they come up with any more sanctions relief, any more extensions of relief of those programs, and don't get this American home.
I am absolutely in accord with Jordan on this, folks. We need your name on this petition, which we're getting to Washington right away. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Remember this, we are here for another 30 minutes. If you don't get the full hour of the broadcast, simply go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there. So it's easy to do. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Let's try to grab another call.
Yeah, let's go to Richard, North Dakota, line 2. Richard, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Richard.
Yeah, so I would like to kind of agree with what Ollie had to say. I mean, I disagree with that everything's there for our fault, but I would say...
Well, let me recast what Ollie said. Ollie said that the United States is responsible for what's happening by the Iranians. Do you agree with that?
For the most, I would say that at minimum, we owe some responsibility because...
Let me ask you this, Richard. So does that justify the Ayatollah and the Revolutionary Guard taking out their vengeance supposedly at the United States against their own citizens who they brutalize, throw in prisons, and hang? Does that justify that?
Well...
Asking you, does what the Iranian regime is doing to its own citizens, is that justified by what purportedly the United States did 60 years ago? Yes or no?
I'm blaming the U.S. for what Iranians are doing today.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm talking about what Iranians are doing today, Richard, so I'm asking you the question again for the third and final time. Do you believe that what the United States purportedly did 50 or 60 years ago, which, by the way, your history is wrong, but let's assume you were right, justifies the Iranian regime killing its own civilians? Okay, Richard, let me tell you what the answer is. Goodbye. That's it. Because that's the problem. This is this left-wing radicalism, Jordan, this is what's happening, by the way, on the college campuses, folks. That's why I'm playing it. This is the kind of mindset that is being taught by professors on state government payrolls. This is what's going on right now.
Yes, everything is our fault, which somehow that justifies other people's horrendous behavior. And, you know, it's an idea to say U.S. versus Iran, but I think the way you pose the question about how these countries treat their own people, what's the justification there? Let's look at our foreign policy, say, okay, we've been enemies and disagreed for decades. That's one thing. Why treat your own people so poorly? We're not doing that in the United States of America. Why is that a justification? Because you don't like America, you're suddenly going to slaughter your own people, and you're going to be human rights abusers and a number one state sponsor of outside terrorism. If your beef's really with the United States, that could be with the United States, but why treat your own people so poorly?
Because the reality is, and I think this is the reality, the left is brainwashing an entire generation, and what we've got to do is aggressively combat it, and that's what we're doing. Folks, we'll take more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. If you're not getting the full hour of the broadcast, just go over to ACLJ.org. SiriusXM, you've got it. Here's what we want you to do. As we talk about the situation, we don't want to forget Pastor Saeed Abedini. Greta Van Susteren tweeted this out the other day. Don't forget this pastor. Folks, it's critical that we hear from you and get your name on this petition going to the White House this week. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org. You can sign it there, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. The song you're hearing right now in the background is the song that our band did called Where I Stand with our good friend Ricky Skaggs. That is posted right now on my Facebook. You can like it. You can also like the Jay Sekulow Band Facebook page. We encourage you to do that. And our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, is available in bookstores everywhere. We encourage you also to get access to that book and get it for your friends as well. But folks, let's not forget for a moment what this pastor in jail, Saeed Abedini, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
It is vital that you add your name to our new petition. No deals with Iran without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise and bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at aclj.org.
That's a song, Where I Stand. It is up right now on my Facebook at Jay Sekulow with our good friend Ricky Skaggs. So you're going to want to check that out. Again, check out our new band Facebook page, Jay Sekulow Band. We encourage you to like it as well. And follow Jordan on Twitter, twitter.com/Jordan Sekulow. Obviously, we're talking about this horrific act of terrorism and brutality that took place in Jerusalem. 3 dead Americans, 1 dead British, hacked to death. I mean, there's no other way to say it. That's what happened. Hacked to death because of this is the way these terrorists are now reacting. Jordan, you said it earlier. I think it's worth repeating. This is the new modus operandi. This is the way in which they're following their leadership, which is ISIS.
Yeah, it's no longer a lone suicide bomber. It's more brutal than that. It takes up the brutality. It's same suicidal mindset. They don't care, these terrorists, and these were cousins at this point, if they make it out alive. That's not their goal. Their goal is actually probably to die eventually in the process of their attack. But the way they're doing it, hand-to-hand, using meat cleavers and knives and hatchets and small arms instead of explosive devices, you have to then be very concerned. And I think the Israelis already talked about this. We have this idea that the lone wolf notion, and that's something people put out there. But the idea is that these are all people coming from the same communities, similar backgrounds, and they may be getting ideas of new ways to attack or inspired by new ways to attack. But they're not lone wolves. They're not just a crazy person who just gets crazy all of a sudden. They've become radicalized. And, you know, you look at a situation where these are residents of East Jerusalem that carried out this attack, and they're being praised for it. Now, they're no longer with us. They're dead. But they are being praised, their families are being praised, and they're celebrating the streets of the Gaza Strip. So Hamas, even though they're saying this may not be directly coordinated by them, is celebrating it.
Right.
Well, that's not really lone wolf. That's Hamas telling all of the people out there, hey, if you do this, you will be embraced by us. You will be embraced in our larger movement.
Listen to what John Kerry had to say in London this morning, number 17.
Today, in Jerusalem, Palestinians attacked Jews who were praying in a synagogue. People who had come to worship God in the sanctuary of the synagogue were hatcheted and hacked and murdered in that holy place in an act of pure terror and senseless brutality and murder.
And of course, also 3 Americans were the victims and 1 British. So this has got huge, folks, huge ramifications. It is getting downplayed in most of the media. It should not be. How do you negotiate, if you're the Israelis, with a Palestinian Authority who, as Jordan just said, in the streets of Gaza, they are handing out candy, which is their reward for what they will call the acts of the martyrs? That's what they're saying. I mean, that's the position that they're taking. And the reality is, when you look at the situation, you have to realize that this is the new face of terror, as you just said, Jordan.
That's right. The new face of terror, we've seen it already here in the United States, is, again, people who are not taking, they're not going to waste their time to try and establish maybe formal connections with a terror group, and nor is there a need to at this point in time. They get a kind of a signal that this is the right thing to do. This is the right way to do it. And so that's what's being done. And how much easier does that make it for Hamas to terrorize a people, or for those affiliated with ISIS to terrorize a people, when you don't have to go through a full recruitment effort? You just kind of put out there what we're going to okay, what we're going to celebrate in a sick way. But that's of course, how these individuals see it, is they will be celebrated as martyrs for what they've done.
We're going to be joined by Ambassador Ido Aroni from New York, who's the ambassador from Israel to New York, to discuss this. So we'll be giving you one of the government leaderships on this tragic day. And I'm sure you'll be joining with us, expressing not only our condolences, but condolences for our own country. These were Americans. All right, folks, if you want to sign that letter for Saeed, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255, 877-989-2255, or ACLJ.org. Don't forget our matching challenge, which is in place right now. We encourage you to participate in that as well. And also our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, available in bookstores everywhere, which includes this great song, which is also right now on my Facebook page.
A critical deadline is quickly approaching. American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen, remains wrongfully imprisoned in Iran. Now is a pivotal time in the fight for his freedom. The Obama administration is literally sitting across the table from Iran with a November 24th deadline for nuclear negotiations looming large. We can't trust Iran if it continues to wrongfully imprison an American pastor. That's why it is vital that you add your name to our new petition, No Deals with Iran Without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise and bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're very fortunate to have on the phone with us a good friend and someone that is experiencing this firsthand, and that is Consul General Ambassador Ido Aroni, who's been on this broadcast before, a good friend to work with when he was in it, stationed in Israel, worked with him, of course, in New York as well. Ambassador, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Unfortunately, the circumstances, you know, one of the things we're stressing right now is this is not only an attack on Israel, but there are three Americans that are dead and one British citizen that were hacked to death, an ISIS type of attack. What is the reaction right now? I know the government's obviously outraged at this. What's the sense?
Well, the government is convening right now the security cabinet, and they will decide on the measures and the steps that will be taken by the Israeli law enforcement and military. But we see this as an ongoing part of an ongoing Palestinian onslaught against Jewish national sovereignty. There was not even one day in the last century where the Palestinians genuinely and authentically accepted our right to exist.
So when you look at the situation with this particular, you know, they're all senseless acts, but here you've got three Americans, one British. We don't know if they knew that there were going to be Americans in there or not. That, I'm sure, is being investigated. And then we posed this question: how in the world can Israel negotiate with a government like the Palestinian Authority when they're celebrating in the streets of Gaza and in the Palestinian territories right now? They're celebrating this.
Well, I think we've seen the same reaction after 9/11, while millions of Israelis were crying and sobbing and mourning with the American people. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians and Arabs throughout the region were celebrating and dancing on rooftops. So this is not a new phenomenon. I believe that we're looking at yet another bloody chapter in this inter-civilizational clash between two cultures, one that centers around life and wants to advance the society, and one that wants to take us all back to the dark ages.
Jordan, I know you've got a question for the ambassador.
That's right. What is the sense of things on the streets today in Israel? I mean, I know this is all still breaking, but this is not necessarily the usual kind of attack. It's not the suicide bomber. This is, again, kind of similar to what we've seen here in the U.S., and a new level of brutality, hand-to-hand, which makes it much more difficult for security services as well, though I know Israel will respond in a way that to secure various locations. This is getting a lot of attention because of the level of brutality that was used by these two individuals.
Well, thank God Israeli law enforcement reacted swiftly. The first report of the attack was received at 7:01 a.m., and by 7:08, the incident was over, the massacre was over. it took 7 minutes Israeli law enforcement to effectively cope with the situation. Unfortunately, we suffered four losses, as you mentioned, all four of them, by the way, are rabbis. And the most disturbing thing about this whole massacre is that it took place in a place of worship. And think of what it says to all the people that carry Israel in their hearts, Jews and Christians alike.
So let me ask you this. It's kind of the follow-up here, Ambassador. When, in the nature of where things are, in the, you got the United States is in these negotiations with Iran right now. I mean, the quote, pivotal week here. And no one knows exactly what's going to happen. Maybe the president does. But a lot of us are concerned about any negotiations with Iran. You've got the situation with the Palestinian Authority, and then you've got ISIS. So we're looking at several fronts of existential threat to Israel, and now to it's clearly the United States as well. What is the sense on the Iranian issue of the position of the government, the Israeli government here, on this?
Well, you know, we all heard Prime Minister Netanyahu only last Sunday on Face the Nation. He said, Iran is not your friend. Iran is the number one instigator of violence throughout the world. Even before we begin the discussion about Iran's nuclear ambitions, let's start the discussion, let's complete the discussion about what Iran is doing with its conventional capabilities. They're instigating and agitating all over the world. So we think, and our position and our opinion is no secret, that the very idea of allowing the world's most dangerous regime to have access to the world's most dangerous weapon is a very bad idea. And the community, the international community, simply doesn't have that luxury. And I think that when you see what's happening throughout us, throughout the region, the disintegration of the nation-state system, terrorism all over the place, you see the beheadings by ISIS. But ISIS is not alone. There are all sorts of groups. There's a wide range of groups like ISIS operating in our region. Then you understand that we have to remain cautious and resilient at the same time.
Let me talk about the ISIS threat for a moment. You talk about the destruction of the nation state, which is their goal. That's also one of the goals of Hamas. Do you see an interrelation between Hamas and ISIS? I mean, the goal's the same.
Absolutely. They're both motivated by the same fanaticism, by the same uncompromising ideology that does not leave room for the other. Despises the other and tries to destroy the other. And unfortunately, the other in our case is the West, the Western civilization as we know it.
If you're just joining us, we're with good friend Ambassador Ido Aroni from Israel. He's the Consul General for New York. And Jordan, I know you have a follow-up.
Yeah, that's right. The final kind of follow-up from me, the idea that the U.S. Would be in this kind of potential agreement, that this is not just a situation, because Israel is tapped into the broader Middle East as well. It is not just Israel, but it's plenty of countries that the U.S. would consider allies. Maybe they wouldn't publicly say they were allies with Israel, but who are also seriously questioning and also would disagree with any kind of deal, trusting the Iranians to move ahead with a world power sanctioned nuclear program.
Well, we certainly do not trust the Iranians. Only 5 days ago, the Iranian so-called supreme leader again reiterated the overarching goal, which is the annihilation of the State of Israel. He even went as far as detailing nine effective ways, in his language, to destroy the State of Israel. So obviously this is something we cannot accept, and we believe that the international community is interested in preventing the Iranian nuclear program rather than containing it.
Well, Ambassador, we appreciate you taking time out on, I know, what is an unbelievably busy day. Our thoughts and prayers with the people of Israel and for our own people here in the United States with this act of brutality. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Very good. Well, there you have it, folks. Ambassador Ido Aroni, the Consul General for Israel, based in New York, a good friend of ours. A horrific situation if you're just joining. Three Americans killed. That's how I'm saying it. In Jerusalem, while they were at a synagogue for prayer this morning, one British citizen also killed while they were at the same synagogue in Jerusalem. And in all four of those cases, the people were hacked to death in the operation, what I call the modus operandi of ISIS, the new level of the new personal terrorism. It's not that one's better or worse than the other. They're all horrific. But this is these are the motives now and the motivations and the operations upon which these terrorists are acting. So asking the Israelis to engage in peace discussions right now, I think, is frankly absurd. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Our guest this segment. It's been Ambassador Ido Aroni, Consul General from the State of Israel. We're glad we were able to get him on. Let's go ahead and take another phone call. If you want to talk to us in air, folks, by the way, it's 1-800-684-3110.
Francesca's calling in from Georgia on line one. Francesca, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Francesca.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Thanks for all you do. Sure. I just have 2 points. First of all, these people that are calling in and saying that it's America's fault that Iran hates us, is these people are naive and they have a very low IQ.
But let me tell you this, just so you know, this is what's being taught on the college campuses around the country. I was just in California dealing with this. This is coming out from the elite left. This is the new attack. Delegitimize Israel and blame the United States. This is what's happening, but go ahead.
Well, maybe, you know, if they want to live under a caliphate law, because once Israel goes, we're next. And Iran is our mortal enemy. They have stated that they want to annihilate Israel. And we're next. And now we have a Pastor Saeed. Excuse me.
Okay, well, let me. We're really tight on time here. Jordan, let's give an update to everybody on Pastor Saeed's situation so we know how to take a cause of action here.
Sure. He is still in prison in Iran now 785 days, all for being a Christian. And with the U.S. officials and Iranian officials face-to-face this week in Austria trying to carve out a nuclear deal. The deadline is Monday, so less than a week away. We are trying to send a very clear message to the Obama administration through President Obama and Secretary Kerry that no extension of deals. There should be not an extension of sanctions relief. No more concessions made without Saeed home. And so this is a situation. It's become a dire situation and very difficult to move the ball forward. It's become more and more clear that Iran is not going to move on this without more pressure from the U.S.
Well, this is why, folks, we're taking direct action. Go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Add your name to this petition, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget our book, Rise of ISIS, available in bookstores around the country. It reached number one on the New York Times bestseller list. We were thrilled about that. The song, Where I Stand, comes with the purchase of the book, either the e-version or the paperback as well. So either way. And by the way, up on my Facebook right now is the version of the song Where I Stand with our good friend Ricky Skaggs. We encourage you to go over there, like that, share it with your friends. And also we have a website up or a Facebook page up now for the Jay Sekulow Band. You can do that at facebook.com/Jay Sekulow Band. We'll be back with more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. In just a moment, don't forget our matching challenge at ACLJ.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. A critical deadline is quickly approaching. American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen, remains wrongfully imprisoned in Iran. Now is a pivotal time in the fight for his freedom. The Obama administration is literally sitting across the table from Iran with a November 24th deadline for nuclear negotiations looming large. We can't trust Iran if it continues to wrongfully imprison an American pastor. That's why it is vital that you add your name to our new petition. No deals with Iran without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise and bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at aclj.org.
The true intent has been laid bare. I can't pretend.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. That's our song, Where I Stand, available in our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. You can get that at bookstores everywhere. A lot of bookstores have been out of it, but Amazon and Barnes & Noble still have it. And the song comes with it. We encourage you. And by the way, the song with Ricky Skaggs, our good friend, came in and sat in with our band here, our Jay Sekulow band, and they actually, we actually were able to record it with Ricky Skaggs. That is up on my Facebook page right now. So if you're on my Facebook page, you can view it. If not, just go there and you can like it, share it with your friends, and you can also share our Jay Sekulow Band Facebook page as well. We are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We did just have Ambassador Ido Aroney on the broadcast with us discussing the situation in Jerusalem with I'm stressing this, folks. Three Americans were hacked to death, one British citizen hacked to death while they were in prayer at a synagogue in Jerusalem. This was an attack on Americans and British. That's what we have to understand. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Raj is calling from Virginia on line 6. Hi, Raj. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jay. We thank the Lord for all that you're doing. This
Thanks, Raj.
Moral equivalency began years ago at our major colleges and universities. For 30 years now, they've been teaching this. Our war colleges, our academies, they are all totally permeated without the concept of a just war.
Well, let me jump in here, Raj. I'm going to let you finish. But this moral equivalency issue, which I think the president, I'm going to play this statement again because I think this shows the moral equivalency and my concern for what the president, and it's the third time I played it in this hour, folks, but you need to hear this. This is the president talking about, you know, it's bad that there's Israeli deaths, but it always has to have a qualifier. Here it is.
Tragically, this is not the first loss of life that we have seen in recent months. Too many Israelis have died. Too many Palestinians have died.
Okay, I want to ask this question right now. So, and I mean this with due respect. And Raj, I'll let you finish in a moment here. Who are these Palestinians that have died by the hands of Israelis in the last several months? Are you talking about a war? That's because Hamas used their citizens as shields. But do we have any reports right now, not that horrible things haven't happened in the past, where Israelis have walked in and, you know, have destroyed people, citizens while they were praying in the last several months? That's what the president said. That moral equivalency has got to stop. And I think that sends the wrong signal. And then you've got the left, as you were saying, Raj, and all these elite institutions. I was just in California. We're on a case on this, folks, right now. We just beat back one where we got them, where we won the thing, where one of the major academic associations were going to boycott Israeli academics and Jews, basically, because if they were supporting or were from a Jewish institution or an Israeli institution, they were going to boycott you. We got that beat back. Now we're fighting the entire University of California system, and afraid the next one's going to be the State Universities of New York. But this moral equivalency, Raj, you're right, it's been for 30 years, but we're now seeing the fruit of it, and the fruit of it is awful. Go ahead and finish your comment.
In all these Christian-Muslim reconciliation talks, it's a farce. It's a fraud. Christians being reconciled to Muslims? What have they done against them? And over the century this has happened, it's permeated our school systems.
Well, we've seen it in all. I mean, Jordan, this has been we've had the cases involving this at the high schools. We've had it at the colleges. But this moral equivalency issue is outrageous, especially when it comes from the president.
Sure, and it's degrading to the United States of America also. You know, the idea, again, this is the whole idea of do you believe in American exceptionalism? Do you believe in almost Western exceptionalism? The idea that freedom and justice and liberty for people is the right path, or do you try and equate and try to justify and try to find this moral relevance? And that is what I think you're seeing in the president's comments. Even if he's not intending that, it's just so ingrained that the idea is that we're somehow saying that there's when there is this kind of loss of life, that we immediately have to acknowledge other losses of life that may not be equivalent because we're really blaming aside for that. And so, again, the idea, I think what Secretary Kerry said is much more exact, and he's got to be extremely frustrated. He was just meeting with officials from the Palestinian Authority and Israel and Jordanian officials and trying to get things to kind of calm down, and then he sees Palestinian officials praising these attacks and Hamas officials. And so, again, if you're not safe in a holy place like a synagogue, then you're not safe anywhere.
This is the, this is the absolute truth, and Jordan has hit it exactly correct, folks. And at the same time, we've got the situation with Pastor Saeed in Iran coming up. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. Let's take another phone call.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Mike in Illinois, Online 5. Mike, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Mike. Well,
thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
This is horrendous, but, throughout history, there's always been a force to eliminate the Jews, and I've always believed that if you eliminate the Jews, you can eliminate Christ from coming into the world. Hitler tried that on a grand scale,
yep.
And now what they're doing, and the United States has always been a protector of Israel, and I think a lot of these Middle Eastern anti-Semitics are penetrating our country,
yep,
for the same reason. But the key here, I think, is I believe Satan's behind it, because, as I said, you eliminate the Jews, Christ can't come into the world. So there's a very anti-Christian, anti-Jew mentality permeating, especially in our country, but throughout the world. But the tactics they're using now is the same tactic that Christ taught us to use, one person at a time, reach out, help, bring peace, bring them closer to God, where they're using the tactic now. Well, we don't have to annihilate a whole nation at one time. We can do it a little at a time.
Well, clearly what's happened here is this: you've got this ISIS-inspired approach now to terrorism on a global scale. So whether it's the killing the police officers or the military personnel in Canada, whether it's beheading the woman in Oklahoma City, whether it was hacking to death the police officer in England last year, whether it's now three Americans hacked to death. I know this is brutal, but I'm saying it. Hacked to death in Jerusalem, and one British citizen. This is the new approach that they're taking, and we have to recognize, and that's what we do here. We point out to the evidence. Timothy, very quickly, please, on line one from Florida. Timothy, you're on the air.
Yes, Jay, thank you for taking my
sure.
call. My statement was, the proof that this is not a moral equivalency issue at all is because if the shoe were on the other foot, if there was a Muslim prisoner in a Christian nation, or if this
right.
happened in a Christian nation where we just hacked, and
yep.
Christians were publicly praising this, it would be all over every news station.
You're absolutely
every
correct.
News station on the planet, and there would be no justification. There would be no defense that we could throw.
But this is this, Timothy, this is, and Jordan, this is part of the moral equivalency of what's happening here. And you talked about Pastor Saeed. This is the moment where we need everybody together on this. Jordan's going to let you know right now what you could do. I'm going to have some final comments in a moment. But, folks, we need you to take action right now.
Well, we're at a critical stage because there are 6 days left, counting today, until the deadline for the Iranian nuclear talks to come up with some kind of deal. And so we know that the U.S. and P5 nations, so the world powers, are meeting with Iran right now in Europe and could be coming up with a deal. We want to send a clear message that whatever they do, if it's more sanctions relief, if it's an extension of the current sanctions relief, they have got to get Saeed home. It's a critical time. We're not saying that Saeed should be part of a deal with Iran, nor are we endorsing a nuclear deal with Iran. What we are saying is whatever is done, get Saeed home while you have this opportunity.
All right, folks, you could do that by signing the petition at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. The song you're hearing right now, Where I Stand, is right now up on my Facebook page, and it's with our good friend Ricky Skaggs. And we encourage you also, when you're going there, to also like the band page, JSecular Band page. The book Rise of ISIS is in bookstores everywhere. We encourage you to buy it. And don't forget, we're in our matching challenge campaign. You can participate in that at ACLJ.org.
It is vital that you add your name to our new petition. No deals with Iran without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise and bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at aclj.org.